Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Do you want me to do the laundry?
Oh, that will be lovely. Oh, please.
I love that.
I would love that.
I don't know if Aisha has been, I know this was filmed before us.
But I would love that.
It's like she was listening to your impression and she's like, I'm going to lean in.
I said this on another podcast, but she did a TikTok, and I've been sent it by a lot of other people, and it was just Aisha being as Aisha as possible. She's like,
I'm in New Zealand, and I'm here on the street where I grew up, and I'm just so fucking happy, and there are people everywhere who look like my people, and the house is kind of shitty, but it's fine. I'm so happy to be here.
I love it. I'm happy to be here in Atlanta.
We are in Atlanta.
We're
in Midtown Atlanta, where there's apparently gay pride going on.
I knew this. And
I did not
and
know.
And I meant to say, because we talked about it.
I passed a gay bar on the way home.
We said we should promote that for our Atlanta show, and we completely forgot.
And they all went, come on in, Miss Poodle. And I was like, I'm tired.
I couldn't talk to Poodle last night, barely, because his phone kept blowing up with alerts.
Wow.
With hoifications.
The hoifications were, I'm stealing that. Hoifications.
Y'all, if you a dick pig, you know what a hoification
you
is.
You know what a hoification is.
You really should make a piano cat app that every time someone, it just goes. And if they send a pig, it goes. And if it's somebody you blocked, it goes. I'm telling you, make this app.
Someone on the block list goes.
Now, this show airs way after we've done this.
Yeah.
Atlanta show, right? Okay, so if you're like, oh, I'm going to see the boys in Atlanta. Well,
this airs before our Tampa show, though.
So it was last week, y'all. Y'all missed it, but it is.
You can still make Tampa, though, where we may or may not have special guests. I'm trying.
People in Florida are flaky, y'all.
I'm trying to wrangle two, and it is.
Amber and Daniel are coming.
We just can't talk to them because they've told us we can't.
They didn't tell us.
Somebody above them did. From Sharp's office.
But I get that.
I get it because they are going to be on future iterations.
And if anyone would destroy their reputation, it would be us.
It would be us.
So I 100%.
But they're bringing her best gay bestie, Ashton.
I don't know who you're going to flirt with more.
Ashton's not really my type.
Yeah, Daniel's my type. I worry about Daniel.
Ooh, baby. Let me meet him after the show where I'm already kind of lubed up and drinking.
Yeah, I'm worried for that Saturday show. We don't even know still what we're going to do yet. But if y'all want to see what shows, well, it's too late now. But if you want to see what show we're doing,
we'll know
Tampa,
what we're doing by
Instagram.
When you hear this now.
Oh, God.
Check our Instagram.
Oh, I'm worried.
I thought about watching an episode of Abducted in Plain Sight or the documentary that's based on it. Because, y'all, if you've never seen Abducted, I think it's on Peacock or it's like Colin Hanks. You remember that documentary, right? You don't. Never mind.
No,
who am I talking to?
No.
It was the one where the guy said they literally, this guy became family friends with them and he abducted the daughter. And had like mutual masturbation sessions with the with the father. It was so crazy. It was fucking nuts. But they're doing a Peacock series about it.
Wait. You mean straight guys actually mutual masturbate together and they're not gay?
This guy convinced him to. But I'm saying this, he just got into this Midwestern family.
That's weird. Not not the mutual masturbation. That's totally normal. All straight men should masturbate together.
I think they all do. In my world,
I want to believe they do. They do in the movies we watch. They're all straight. They're all straight.
I've never done this with a dude before.
Oh, I love this. You're sitting in a chair and I'm just lounging on a couch. This room is huge.
We're in a nice hotel in Atlanta. Not like the last one where I wound up, where I could hear the sound of people's screams as they threw themselves into the atrium.
No, we're at the Embarcadero. Is that what it's called?
Epicurean.
Epicurean. I knew it started with an E.
We're not there anymore, so don't go looking for us.
Don't go looking for us, yeah.
I don't know why I think people would look for us. I don't think they really, no one really gives a shit.
Jackie's scared. All right, everybody. Y'all, we had so much fun in D.C.
So much. We loved when the streaker came across the stage.
Yes, when our special guest hopefully showed up. Deontay was great.
He was.
He was so funny.
He wasn't high at all.
No, not at all. And oh my God, New York City. We took a bite out of that Big Apple.
The dick pigs represented.
Yes. And so.
And the Atlanta show was spectacular.
Spectacular. It was great. Hopefully they go good, y'all. So anyway, hopefully.
Our shows always go good.
All right. I don't think
that's
we have
not
any,
true.
They always go badly. Come see us in
Tampa.
We have
fun.
Y'all.
We always have fun.
We do always have fun.
I think most of the time they go good, even though they go badly. If that makes sense.
Yeah, they're not always at the expectations both of us, but mainly you desire, but the audience really enjoys it.
I really do set very high expectations, y'all. I know it looks like the shows have absolutely no planning, but the shows absolutely are planned out to the 5 minutes, throw away the script about 10 minutes before the show.
Yeah, it's
that step is necessary. Because then we are able to kind of improv it through.
I get that, yeah.
For me, it's necessary.
Oh, let's get something poodles.
This is Badoo.
Something poodles always said to me my whole friendship with him.
Nice girls finish last. The truth. I don't know who this is referencing.
I think Brittany.
Oh, that is what it is.
Because she doesn't get her Culver. You know what it is? It's just like when I waited too long to ask my Aunt Peggy for that go-kart, and then my neighbor, Matt Metzer, showed up and got it, and I saw him driving off with that go-kart, and Aunt Peggy said, well, baby, I was crying. And she said, well, baby, you would have asked me, I just would have given it to you. I didn't know you wanted it.
Nice little fact, boys. Finished last.
Y'all, so that means, because my cousin Lolo got a red go-kart, and then my cousin Kelly got a blue go-kart. And I really wanted the red one, because that's the one Lolo had.
So,
and then when they were in high school, Kelly got a red 240 SX, and then Lori got a blue Nissan 240 SX. T-tops. No, moonroof.
So, this complimentary color pairing went into high school?
Well, yeah. They got in the same car. Peggy said, I don't want my daughters competing like my mama did with me and Darla. If I get one for one, I'm getting one for the other.
Oh, so it was all out of trauma.
Oh, yeah. Yes, because Grandma Hazel just pitched them against each other
and
their whole lives.
They still don't talk today.
They don't now because my
Grandma Hazel won.
Oh, Peggy and Darla, they don't talk. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't.
Southern stories, y'all.
Anyway, y'all, little update, though, because some of you keep asking. Aunt Peggy's doing well. Even though she decided not to have the chemo, they said that it looks like her tumor in her mouth has been stalled out right now.
Whoa, that's great.
She's bald as a bat right now, which is weird. She looks just like my dad when he did. But
that's a look.
That's a look. But anyway, so, y'all, she's got a good wig. She's got Kelly, my sissy, taking care of her. And so far, things are looking better. Thank y'all for the prayers and all the comments. I know y'all ask.
Calling all prayer warriors.
And I tell Aunt Peggy, she goes, that air is so sweet. they don't even know me. I'm like, oh, they do.
Oh, they know you.
They know you.
They know you.
So Aunt Jane better get ready. If she gets sick, she's going to get all these cards from people she don't even know. Also, I have to tell you, I can't stop thinking about the Mother Poodle zombie movie. Okay. I even almost dreamt. Okay. I think I dreamt about it now that I bring
I am
that
getting
up.
So many DMs about it.
What episode podcast, did we talk about this on?
It was one of the Below Deck episodes.
It was...
I think it was Med, maybe.
Was it Med?
Where you said... It was... You brought up... It was like a dystopian future where my mother was...
No, it was Smothered.
It was Smothered. Okay.
That's on the okay, $8 so maybe tier, y'all. Smothered, the hard truth, that episode.
We were talking about my mother being in a Walking Dead universe.
Right. If we were talking about horror movies, and I said, Mother Poodle needs to be the star of a zombie movie. And then we just went off on it for like 10 minutes.
Jay Bird, go ahead. You need to go into this town and get us some water. Didn't bring back enough last time. Well, Mom, I barely got out of there. A zombie almost took my head off. Well, you know what? I raised two boys with an 18 months apart.
18 months
apart. I can handle a zombie apocalypse.
That's what the sissy said. Yes, on the thing. I'm stalling it. I raised two boys with 18 months apart.
Think I can handle a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, that was funny. I can't stop that. That was Kimberly. Sissy Kimberly said that. Oh.
And someone said her the movie would just be called Muffin.
Muffin. Looking for Muffin. And that's it. She's just trying to find Muffin.
She's just riding a horse.
Better not eat my Muffin.
With a cowboy hat.
Bitch, at the end, she just finds Muffin. But she realizes Muffin's a zombie dog.
And she's like, I'll love you regardless.
I'll love you regardless. And Muffin, stop trying to bite me. Jaybird, get that Muffin muzzle. Oh,
she's just so selfish. And she
Muffin,
uses
don't
them,
eat my children.
She uses them like, what's her name, uses the walkers, puts it and like puts a muzzle on them. And yes. Muffin's a zombie, but she still loves her.
Still loves her.
A zombie dog. Don't get too close to Muffin's mouth. She's meaner now that she's a zombie.
Guess I should just be grateful I still have a dog. Your neighbor, Aunt Jane, doesn't even have her head anymore. Someone ate it.
Aunt Jane died really early in the apocalypse.
And then your other friend, the one that gets married and their husbands always die, she probably ended up eating her husband.
Oh, God. I have no doubt she would do very well in a zombie apocalypse. You know, she's Mother Poodle's a survivor. I'm showing you my butt. I'm sorry.
I don't care. I've seen all your stuff. Can you get comfortable? Do you want to sit on the couch and
no.
I sit in the chair?
No, this is actually the most comfortable.
Okay, whatever you want.
I'm actually pretty good.
All right, so let's do badoo, y'all. All right, what's your first teabag, Poods?
I've got to say... We know how I felt about Culver the whole season. Very golden retriever vibes-ish.
Yeah.
And the still-in-the-moment haircut, makeup they put on him is terrible. But I am living for emo dark Culver. He's kind of like frowning more, and I'm like, I'm finally attracted to him.
You may need to process that.
So, y'all, the thing is...
Because you thought he was one note.
Depressed Culver, I like. Wistful Culver, who misses home, I like. Slutty Culver, I like. He's interesting now, because he's damaged. And I know I need to process that, but it's true. Whatever. I'm owning up to it.
Whatever you... But he loves his mother.
The thing
is,
love you. He is... Y'all, Culver is just... He's kind of phoned it in there at the end. I don't know if we just needed another storyline, so they made this part of it. But I think he's a little done with it, and I think he's one of those people who, when he's not up all the time, people think, what's wrong with you? And yeah. I think he's like the boat cheerleader. So,
yeah.
And I think that's a lot of burden to put on him,
which is
a shame. I have a zit on my leg. I'm sorry that I'm going to pick at.
Great, y'all. Y'all see what I get to see whenever we're doing this. You know what? We're like, do the next show in our rooms. We'll do remote.
I don't know. I just think that was a lot to do to Culver.
No, I get that. I was a lot more like that when I was younger, where I was kind of always happy. And when I was people would say, are you okay? And I'm like, do I have to be sad clown? Can't I just be sad clown?
No one asked me that if I'm pissed off. Everyone just expects it.
We all knew. It was pretty obvious.
So that's my, what's your next one?
I said this, but we have proof in the pudding. We better be glad that Taylor's here for just two charters, because this would be another, like, below deck Med, Tosh, and Talia situation.
I think Taylor would drive Toomey crazy.
I'm used to delegating.
Yeah.
Toomey would not have it.
Did you see that picture of Taylor's sister when she showed him? They're both gorgeous.
This is one of my tea bags. Did we see the picture of Taylor's boyfriend?
Oh, yes, with all the tattoos.
Holy fuck.
This woman walks through life knowing what she wants, and she will cut a bitch to get it. I'm a little scared of her.
The fact that she's this driven, at this 23. Young, I respect. Like when she says, when I was younger, I did dumb. I'm like, younger? Younger?
I was a mess at 23.
I was a complete mess.
I was a mess at 33.
I was too. Yes.
I think I still am.
At 33, I just finished grad school and decided not to do anything with the degree and go back into acting.
I want to say this, y'all. It is perfectly acceptable to say that you're lost or you're a mess. The great thing about life is that it's never too late to change.
No.
A lot of people are afraid of, like, making big changes because they think it's too late. It's never too late, because where you are, if you're wanting a change, where you are is not where you should be.
Yeah.
So it's going to be better than being where you are.
Yes.
Because
if you're 60, 70 years old, there's
a lot of
time.
Clients I would have, what are the things they would say? It's just too late for me to make a change. I'm like, no. Or people who are in unhappy relationships, and they're like, it's just too late. I don't think I'll find anybody else. What a terrible reason.
Mm-hmm.
You love yourself more.
What if you don't find anyone else? What if you find yourself?
Date yourselves.
Yes.
Or touch yourself. One or the other.
Not in public.
Eh. Laws.
Oh, gosh.
I need to say that I did not think Benny would turn this around.
I did not think so either. Neither did Jamie.
Someone has become the most hardworking person. I am proud for her. Or him. Sorry.
Well, was it Jamie?
For DJ Lazy Susan.
Was it Jamie who said that he turned this around?
Yes. Yes.
Jamie actually admitted that.
Yeah.
So because, y'all, the dinner did not... That went shitty.
Yeah.
Really shitty. And Aisha took... It was her fault, I think, for the most part.
No, it was.
And she...
Well... It was her fault, mostly because I think she was scattered and, like, so we're clearing stuff, and then
she had new
too many dishes. Too many dishes came out.
A lot of new people.
Yeah.
And
the dinner must have been so long.
It was okay.
And the primary went to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. Because
she probably hiked.
Where Jordy, like, you hear her, where she's like, "We are." I don't know what I was thinking. This is not the time to not drink on my 30th birthday. I'm like, yeah.
I have a lot of questions for Jordy. Actually, I think I don't. I think it was clear why Jordy doesn't drink. Because she didn't want to become a woohoo girl.
Yeah, because when she drinks, she becomes a woohoo girl.
I liked it when Aisha said it last night. Now we know why she doesn't drink. Because she becomes like a gremlin.
She becomes like a gremlin. Hearing Aisha say gremlin gave me very much joy.
I must say, Aisha or Jordy does become she becomes wild when she drinks. And her voice gets that Lindsay Lohan kind of crack voice.
Yes.
Yes. too.
Yes. It does.
So Benny's doing great.
Benny's doing great. Yeah, Jamie complimented him. So, well, you have this thing where Brittany and Taylor are talking, and Brittany's like, so who do you think is cute? And y'all, I mean, we saw Jamie's boyfriend,
her
Taylor's boyfriend. He looks like Jamie.
Yeah. She goes for...
Jamie is her type, y'all.
Hot, tattooed meatheads.
Y'all.
Present.
Taylor has had sex on a cliff in like Il Positano or someplace like that with some guy.
Positano.
What did I say?
Il Positano.
Yeah.
You were thinking probably Il Postino.
Yeah. The opera. Yes, I was.
Or the movie.
Oh, the movie.
That's what it's based on.
Yeah, Positano. Y'all. She's been dicked down on beautiful seaside cliffs.
Yeah.
Just,
and she's like, that was fun. Let's go on.
That was fun. Now, yeah.
I kind of want to be her.
I do too.
23. She's kind of a robot, but in a good way.
Because she's not, she says later, you know, she says, I can be a little, what does she say, detached? Or what does she say?
My sister calls me the Tin Man.
The Tin Man, yes, because I can just, like, I have no heart.
I'll be honest. That's perfect for service.
It is.
Especially, so she chose a really good thing. And what she also says, when I was young, I kissed one guy on a boat, and then I kissed another one, and the captain said, this has to stop. So she was probably almost caused a full mutiny on this boat.
Yes.
For kissing. Y'all, we've seen what happened. Like, you need to see, this is the Malia problem. From Below Deck Med, I want to say it was season three. It was season two or season three when she was fucking around with Wes and she was fucking around with Adam, the chef.
And they fought?
Oh, yeah. It was so ugly.
Oh.
Yeah. That was back in Malia's early days.
Did Captain Sandy find out?
Yes.
Did she talk to her about it?
Yes. It was basically, she's like, you got to figure this out. But this is before Captain Sandy got super micromanaging.
Before
she wanted to like fuck the camera.
Before she realized she could lead her
ship. Yes. But I'm enjoying Taylor, if anything, just how she slightly bristles everyone. Because they're all like, they don't know what to do with her. Because she's 23 years old.
Where did you get that horrible bruise on your elbow?
Where? I don't see it.
On the inside of your elbow.
Oh, I don't know. Probably like knocked it in an airport somewhere.
It looks I'm like
a wild person. I'm just like flinging
like
baskets.
Thumbprint, like someone was holding your arm down.
Next topic.
Jesus.
Can't say that didn't happen.
Wow.
Boy, the Delta Sky Lounge gets wild after 5. I'll tell you that.
Wow. Okay.
Just got to know the right words to say.
God, I'm going to have to follow Taylor just to see her pictures of her boyfriend. But
he was hot.
Looks
like a gay porn star I used to know.
Does look like a lot of them. Yeah.
What's your next teabag, or is it my turn?
My next episode was the next day.
We should actually take a small break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the
Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
What I'm used to, big dick energy.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Big dick energy.
She's not wrong.
Big dick energy.
Didn't we say this last episode that didn't you say Nate has a huge dick?
It's a nice penis. I didn't say that about Nate. Although he does, I don't think it's big. I don't think so. His energy is that he's good at his job, and I think when he gets comfortable,
he's another
that
Nelly.
Cockiness, the chef cockiness will come out a little bit, which is fine. He's not a toxic one, though.
No.
But like Ryan had small dick energy because he was always just shitty with everybody.
It's a not great dick, y'all.
No, absolutely not. But also, he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah.
But y'all, I need to talk about the flowers in the attic moment that happens in this episode where, what's her name? Jordy and Teft. Teft.
His name's Teft?
Teft.
Okay.
Teft.
Teft. Teft.
Teft.
Teft.
Sorry, the people in the next room are being loud. So
I have a door.
I'm trying to focus.
There's a door in between, and they're laughing, and they're probably going,
Who are those fuckers?
Those gay guys over there. Y'all, we talk about how we're like, golly, people are so loud.
And we're like, So they are.
This was fucking weird.
Okay. Maybe it's.
I didn't know Flowers in the Attic was about incest.
That's only the most notable thing about it.
Oh, I'd heard of it. It's a movie, right? Or it was a play?
A V.C. Andrews series of books.
Oh, okay.
It's not a play. Well, you know what? I'm sure someone made it a play. What you're thinking is the Libby Mae Brown, Waiting for Guffman, doing a scene from Flowers in the Attic.
Oh.
That's what you're thinking. I'm sure someone's made it a play and probably a musical.
Some people are wanting you to make a Donner musical now.
Oh.
Because they're making an Oregon Trail musical.
I've thought
now.
About it. Yeah.
I kind of think you should do it.
I think someone has made a Donner Party musical.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You could do it better.
I could do it better. But I would need it to be about... To me, the theme would be about expansion because it needs to be something intangible instead of just history. Mm-hmm. You can't just tell a rote historical piece. It needs to be about something else.
Mm.
It needs to be about something big. So it would need to be exploration.
I think the fact that they
freedom.
Ate people is pretty big.
Yes.
I don't
and
think
also,
that's going small.
Also hubris and it would be about a lot of things. But we need to get through this tour first. So I need you to shut the fuck up.
Sorry, it's Gay Pride in Atlanta, and Poodle's phone has been buzzing this entire time.
My attention span is already having trouble with the people next door.
He's got hoifications. We've got
hoifications. So the brother and sister order Frangelica and Bailey shots, which is the worst. God, Frangelica, I can kind of understand. Bailey's, no.
I feel like Frangelica is something you put in baking things. It's not something you drink.
Some people do. It's like the last thing a lot of times or an aperitif. But like she's taken her top off. And maybe it's because I didn't grow up with sisters. I did grow up with female cousins. I never saw any of their boobies.
Well, did you see your brother's junk?
Yeah, but we were the same sex.
But you and your brother don't hang out naked anymore? Like as adults?
Not as adults, no.
I'm kidding. I try to. Neither do I.
No.
No, that would be weird. But I don't think I even saw my brother naked. But again, it's a different sex thing, so.
Also, we were 18 months apart. And so we took baths together.
Well, my brother and I did when we were little. Yeah. When we were little. But I mean, like, once you get, like, 8, 9, 10, you stop doing that kind of stuff.
You do?
Oh, God.
We would take a shower together when we needed to. Like, a shower fast. We wouldn't touch each other.
I didn't say that.
Me a look.
I didn't say that.
Maybe I need to be on Flowers in the Attic. Anyway, they call their father when they say, he says, hi, daddy. And she's like, oh, where are you? And
he's
like,
drunk,
hey,
bitch.
Hey, papa. And I'm just like, what's wrong? I don't want to make a huge deal out of, because it's fine, whatever relationship people want to have with their siblings. And maybe it's a little bit boundaries, but it just was weird. And the crew thought it was weird, too.
I mean, and Brittany was like, I hope they don't get drunk and do something they regret.
I think that was a normal thing to say, because it felt weird. Anyway, it creeped me the fuck out.
It was freakly.
We still have reservations whether Colftini will happen.
I don't think it's ever going to happen. I said it, y'all. It's not going to happen. We're going to talk about that
later.
I'll
be surprised if they go on the van together.
Yes. They're not going to do any of this.
Yep.
They're not going to do any of this.
What's your next one?
What did you think? Okay. I have to say, I can't believe what's happening. But I saw the way Jamie talked to Culver, and I went, maybe Benny has a bit of a point.
He was shitty with him.
You forget, Jamie leads through. He leads through. Oh, someone's ringing my doorbell. Someone at the hotel. Hold on, y'all. Y'all, that was housekeeping. I just wanted to fluff my pillow.
We're keeping it in.
They're keeping it in. So, but Jamie, it's fear and intimidation of this kind of fear based.
He's trying to. I don't think he thinks it is. But what I think is, what he's trying to do is be super,
it's old school.
It's that masculine, super, what am I trying to say? Unemotional, I'm going to tell you what to do and you're going to do it.
I will say, I agree with you. I don't think Jamie's the best boss, but I don't feel like he's like a dickhead. I think Benny takes it too personally, like, Jamie's an asshole who's trying to intimidate me. Culver doesn't take it away, but Culver sees it as like, I'm on the watch list now. It just made me realize, oh, that's what it is. Benny takes everything so personally. He feels like Jamie's saying, I don't like him.
Right.
He doesn't believe Jamie when Jamie says, I have nothing against you. Jamie, I don't think, has anything against Benny.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just a way, because
this is what my dad did.
He was a police officer. He did.
My
he was
dad
in the
didn't
military.
Say, like, are you doing okay? He said, get your shit together.
Right.
Be a Mar. And that man up
what
mentality.
What does being a Mar mean? What does that
lots
mean?
Lots of things. Lots. We don't have
cheat
time.
Cheat on your wife?
We don't have time for that in a podcast. Sometime, yeah. Dad and Uncle Andy. Uncle Leonard never did, though. Aunt Cheryl, kill him. They've been married 60 years.
Okay. I want to talk about the next charter coming up, and it is a woman who is celebrating her birthday, her marriage, and Gay Pride Month.
And it's a woman who's a lesbian.
Yes.
She is also a gluten-free vegan.
She also wants the slide, I turn my page. They also are making a vow renewal, and it's a Mardi Gras party.
This charter is going to be insufferable.
I'm sure there'll be a black and white party, and they'll celebrate George Washington's birthday observed as well. It's insane.
We're going to let people in on a little inside baseball here. It's going to be kind of not as informative, but kind of like when we had the Twink boat and we explained what Twinks were on Below Deck Med.
Yeah.
I feel like, y'all, there's a whole area of uppity lesbians.
Yes.
That... It is a clique. It's they
all know each other,
and they all used Ellen used to be in it until people realized Ellen's a terrible person.
Yeah,
but
they don't even let Ellen in this one.
It is like, y'all, because there are like these prestigious. I probably shouldn't even say this because they're very powerful lesbians.
I know. They could put
like,
hits
your
on
face
us.
Looks scared right now.
No, I know. I'm like worried about you're talking about the lesbian cabal.
They all go to Crossroads Restaurant in West Hollywood. That's like their favorite.
It is the lesbian restaurant.
It is the lesbian restaurant. That's where they go. They all have at least, they travel often in packs as
they
well.
They do.
There is usually one to two straight women friends that they're friends with. But one of them, they want to turn lesbian.
Yes. And there are a couple gays who are with them who are very bitchy. Gay men.
Bitchy gay men.
Yeah.
Bitchy gay men. Usually, I think we saw next week,
Usually there's always like a chubby one. There's not, it's not necessarily, they might have like one pretty one.
Yeah, this is a cabal, y'all. They don't. This is the Australian version.
They don't go to bars. They like, these uppity lesbians like going into like straight-centered places or whatever, and then taking over it. And they're like, look, we made it a gay bar.
They're very much like the Dark Side.
They love to go to Soho House and then just rent out the whole space and just do whatever they want and then try to make out with the waist staff.
They're
very
powerful.
Very powerful. Yeah. Very demanding.
Yeah.
Not compromising.
This is going to be a scary charter.
The reason why we know this, because we know them.
And I've seen it.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
You are scared right now,
no,
actually.
No, I just, some of the donors from a theater where I used to work at are in that cabal. And I witnessed it. I witnessed them spinning out in their pantsuits. Quite terrifying.
We'll see if we're wrong. But
I'm so nervous that like someone will listen to this and they'll put out a hit on us. Like I'm a little scared.
Their nemesis are gay rich gym queens.
Yes,
they hate them because because it's all about power.
Yeah,
all about power.
I think that's all I have because I'm terrified to say anything more.
Okay, I will say I loved
just
it.
Just a little bit of Culver and Geordi at the end.
Okay, but I loved it when Captain Jason said about Nate. Nate does much better cooking than the next day, and I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Jason said, you know, he's a little bit nervous than Nelly, but he's doing better. And then he said, I hope Ryan watched this when Captain Jason said, but thank God he can actually cook. His food, because we didn't really talk, his food does look really good.
It does. It seems... I had a little bit of a problem with the cake.
This is one of my tea bags.
And here's the thing.
I want to know what you thought about
it. It either needs to be strawberry shortcake or it needs to look... It was like he straddled the line between cake and strawberry shortcake. And I think... the guests didn't seem to mind.
No.
It looked messy.
Do you know what I think it was? I think it was the plating. He put it on this platter that had a lip on it.
Yeah.
So the cake was kind of, he wanted to write happy birthday. He should have just put it on the platter in the middle and written the happy birthday Geordi on the ends of the plate. And
yeah.
And then he could have put it more in the, and it would have looked like this kind of more beautiful deconstructed.
And I think
dessert.
I think if
it's off on the side and tilted up.
Yeah. If they asked for strawberry shortcake, it's completely different. But maybe they did. But it was messy.
Would you have eaten it?
Of course. I'll eat anything you put in front of me. Especially if it's sugary and has whipped cream on it.
Or
everything.
Has whipped cream
everything.
On it.
Everything.
If it just has whipped cream on it.
Yes. Yes.
Because the dick's salty.
I'll eat a doornail if it's got a whipped cream on it.
You will. I think that they do a tender thing. Yeah, they find a bow.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that.
Let's talk now. Again, though, it's a little bit. You know, We talked about Jamie's leadership style, but this is coming from the top because Jamie gets the helmet, or Culver gets the helmet.
Yeah,
and it's kind of the same. Like no one. It is weird that no one except for Brittini. Ask Culver, hey, are you okay? Is everything okay with you?
I think that's true, but I think he's just normally, I don't know. He normally just doesn't really say how he's feeling.
I guess not.
So he just kind of, he's good vibes only. He's that style.
Well.
Y'all know how I feel about that.
Geordi is out for dick. Because y'all, follow me on Instagram.
And she's texting with him.
She's texting with him and they meet up. And
I just want to have a question. We had a problem with Frank doing this, but Culver did not do this whole interaction with Geordi until the very end. But I think I would have had a problem with any person doing this with a charter guest.
I feel like I did say, I mean, the Frank and Kyle thing, it was sweet in some ways, but we thought it was weird.
I don't think it was.
But
yeah.
I remember having a problem. I don't like that you're, even if you're off the charter, that you're going out and partying with the charter guest.
I think if the primary asked them where they were going, I think it's okay.
I just think it feels so,
again, what we came for with the gays on that boat, on the twink boat, but also with this is know your place.
Yeah.
These people, if people go out with you on a charter, they still have to be somewhat, they have to be on.
No,
they want to get away from that.
I have a feeling she comes from money.
Oh, yeah. You can tell she's rich and oblivious.
Yeah.
You can tell she's oblivious.
She's like, no, you're going to stay out with us because I owe people.
No, 100%.
Yeah. So, y'all, Brittany's going to tell Culver how she feels. It's her big Bridget Jones moment.
But then that go-kart just drives away from her, y'all. And Jordy's like, can I make out with you? And Culver's like, yeah, you can make out with me.
And then Brittany hears about it, and that's it. They're kissing. What will happen? Will she or won't she? We will find out on the next episode.
We will.
Of Badoo.
Of Badoo. I will say, Brittany's saying, I just feel like he's doing it to rebel. That I know he's using this for something else. She's trying to be deep
about
this.
No, he's horny.
No, he's a horny man, and he's just making out with the woman. It's not, sometimes it's not that deep. Believe me, when you're friends with Poodle, you realize sometimes...
it ain't that deep.
That's the show, everybody. Which
we'll
is good
we'll
because
go
my
deep
neighbor
later.
Oh, gee, my neighbors beside us now are having a house party. I think. I know. And last night,
we're
going
to go to my room.
I just had him heard him having sex. We're going to your room now.
I think so.
It doesn't bother me. It's fine.
It's a movable feast.
Oh God, everybody! All right, and thank you for seeing us in Atlanta. If you came in Tampa, come get your link. Go to our Linktree link for you, Carl's wives. And
I think
get our tickets.
People said that you just go to our link tree and you don't need the word link. I kind of agree with them. We should start saying link tree.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Turned against me. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. But remember, stay safe, have fun. And if you're going to take a ship somewhere and
what?
Get into a hot tub with your brother and show him your tits, when you take off your shirt, what do you exclaim, Poodle?
You exclaim, anchors again. Flowers of the Attic.